Blog Talk Radio.
Gentlemen, welcome back to another night of Astromind 2012. I am your host, Adrian, and we're just waiting on Roy to call through. I just want to welcome everybody out to another great night of Astromind 2012. And tonight, I just want to talk a little bit about what's going on in the world and the media and everything. From what we've heard from back east, from another country, it sounds like the weather patterns have kind of changed. It sounds like the llamas in this other country has frozen. So it kind of tells me that we're in for a really bad either winter or some weather changes that are going on. Really weird weather changes and patterns. That's kind of what we're seeing, you know, as far as our prediction. I myself have been having a lot of weird, awkward dreams about different wars that are going on and everything going on around me and different kinds of things. So that's kind of what I've been seeing. And so we've been seeing a lot of different kinds of action going on in the world, and hopefully things will start changing, you know, off and on, but we don't know until we kind of see what goes on. However, I do use the ruins. I do use the chart. Readings. I've been reading since I was 16. I'm 30 now. So I believe in divination is a very powerful tool. Can help a lot of people with different things. And we know the veil is getting thinner. We're starting to see a lot more spiritual activity in on the planet. So we're just kind of seeing what's going on in the world, as far as we know. There's a lot of different kinds of predictions out there. Some people think the world is coming to an end. I myself don't think that, just because from a movie that I saw that the devil said in the movie that the world will last a long, long time. So I myself believe that the world can possibly live a long, long time, that the only thing that's going to die in the world is us, you know, it's creation as we know it. Hopefully not. Hopefully that we can transform and, you know, we can transform the situation that we're in right now, and things can get better. So that's kind of what the energy I'm putting out is the positive vibrations. So anybody like to call in for a spirit board reading, I got my spirit board out tonight, and we can go ahead and book in the board and see what's been going on in the spirit world. You know, we can make some contacts and see what we can pick up. So go ahead and pick up your phone, give us a call, and we'd love to look into it for you and see what we can pick up out there, all you callers out there. Don't be shy. Come and join the party. Let's go ahead and play some music, and we'll wait for some callers as we wait for Roy. Thank you.
Yes, I'm here, and again, we want to welcome back all our longtime callers and listeners. Looking forward to another great night. And what's on the agenda for tonight, Adrian?
Well, right now we don't have any callers, but I was just talking a little bit about what's going on in the news, about what's going on in that country, how you were saying about the llamas freezing or something.
Oh, in Peru, yeah.
Did you want to explain about that?
Well, I was looking on the internet and noticed there was an article about, you know, a big snowstorm that hit Peru, and I guess it froze a bunch of llamas and alpacas. It, you know, they're saying about 1,000 altogether. To me, that would have to be, you know, very cold weather in order to freeze a llama, because they could stand a lot of cold weather. You know, I'm sure this has to do with the, you know, pole shifting. And a lot of that not being told, you know, how much the poles have shifted. And what's your feelings on that, Agent?
Well, I just find it kind of weird. I think, you know, with all the strange activity that we're having, has to do with the pole shifts. I mean, I'm open to the possibilities that that could be the situation. You know, kind of like why we, you know, we had a real hot summer. That we're getting, you know, the Earth is getting closer to the sun, and we're starting to see a lot more solar flare, like solar activity. So I'm kind of getting, you know, this could be a transformation or a shift that we're going through. That could be the reason why these portals are opening up, and you know, a lot of the strange activity that we've been having. Anything you want to share about that?
Yeah, that's interesting. You know, we keep hearing about, you know, like you just mentioned, you know, about, you know, these hot temperatures, you know, a lot of places that, you know, are having some weird weather. You know, there's floods, you know, there's tornadoes, there's hurricanes, you know, in places that, you know, they've never been before. And, you know, I think the whole thing is that we're not being told, you know, how much the poles have shifted. And, you know, even if, as you look at the sun as it comes up in the morning and when it sets at night, you know, you could tell that it's not setting in the same areas, you know, that it used to. And what are you getting on that, Adrian?
We're kind of getting that it's could be a possibility of, you know, I was talking about how the world, like it talks about in the Bible, how the world's going to be cleansed by fire, but what I get from that, it won't be the world that will be cleansed. It'll be us that will be cleansed, because we're going through a transformation. You know, we're going through a cleansing. So I'm kind of getting the fire has to do with the twin flame energy. I think when he was talking about fire, he wasn't talking about destruction, because that's not, you know, that's not something that
Yeah, hello. Hello.
Yeah, that was weird. For some reason we both got booted off. Bring Roy back on. Roy, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Some reason we got cut off there.
Yeah, that was kind of weird. We were talking about the Bible, then it kicked us off. But what I was saying is, like the fire represents the twin flames, so that's kind of like, that has to do with passion, you know, like our passion to do something, like our passion to love and our passion to do something. Then the fire, you know, represents the cleansing of the twin flame energy. So when you meet your twin flame, that tells you that this is your last life here. That's kind of weird because, you know, I think we're all searching for passion and we're searching for, like, you know, our passions that make us happy. So if we can raise that vibration of what makes us happy, then that will link us to our twin flame because our twin flame is what brings us happiness and joy. And I kind of the feeling I get from that is that's the cleansing, you know, that Christ is talking about. It's not really the destruction of the earth like everyone thinks, because God is unconditional and He's not the destroyer, you know. God sent Satan to the earth to destroy the earth, but that's his mission. But God's mission is to bring us happiness and joy. So it kind of has a balance to it, you know. That's kind of like why we're this whole shift. We have to shift our consciousness. The more we shift our consciousness, the more the earth will shift. So that's kind of why we're seeing a lot of activity. It's kind of symbolic if you think about it, you know, the Bible. It's not really, you know, him saying, I'm going to cleanse the earth with fire, like burn people. That's not what he means. He just means I'll send, you know, I'll send happiness, I'll send joy, I'll send passion. Fire represents that element. And I was reading about that, how elements play a big role in our lives. I'll just tell people what you can do with the pentagram. The pentagram is a five-pointed star, and every point on the pentagram represents an element, earth, fire, air, water. So that's kind of like the pentagram. If you stand in the center, like in meditation, you go into the center of the pentagram. You have all the elements around you that protect you, and every element faces a different direction. So you got southwest. You got all the directions. So basically, in those directions, every direction has an element. You know, it has earth, fire, air, water. And as long as you stand in that center, then you're protected within those elements. That's how you're able to control the elements. It's by going in the center of the pentagram. And with each point of star points a different direction. So, like, you know, you have the watchtowers, you have the north, east, south, and west. Those are the watchtowers of the pentagram. And each watchtower also has an element, also has air, fire, earth, water. So there's a lot of things you can do with the pentagram, you know, when you're in the center of it, and you control those elements. It also represents protection. But even, you know, like the Mayan, or not the Inca cross, also has different elements also, but some pentagrams you'll see more elements. You won't just see the typical elements that we use every day. But you can tap in a lot of different things if you know how to use them. But you just do that through meditation. You see yourself in the center. Is there anything you want to share about that, Roy? Or?
That's interesting. We know that, you know, these different elements, you know, they play a big part even in, you know, when you're doing a sweat lodge. You know, the Native Americans believe that, you know, you call upon the, you know, the elements, you know, the guides that are in each, you know, north, south, east, and west. And, you know, and they can help you and guide you, you know, when you're in the sweat lodge, you know, prior to going into it. So you're inviting, you know, these guides with you to, you know, get, help you to, you know, get the kind of, you know, meditation or whatever you want to get accomplished in the sweat lodge. And what's your feelings on that, Ada?
I believe there's different methods and different rituals that you can use, just like karate, you know, like you have your kung fu, different styles, kempo, taekwondo, you have different styles. With magic, there's different kinds of styles and different rituals that you can do. For different purposes and different reasons. So it's just kind of like, you know, like if you want to learn more about protection, then the pentagram, you can learn the side of that, and then you can also learn how to use it to your own advantage, you know, with different situations. It's good for protection because that's what it was made for, but it's also a symbol of your powers. It's kind of like that movie, you know, Teen Witch, where she finds that necklace. She finds that necklace and she wears the necklace. That was a symbol of her powers. So there's different methods that you can use. You know, you can experiment with. A lot of people, you know, they get into hypnosis because they want to experiment with the mind, you know, like how it works, the human mind. Science, you know, there's always a science behind everything because people want to experiment and find out what, you know, like discover different things. So it just kind of depends on, you know, how far you want to experiment or what you want to learn. There's different things out there. And I believe that these gifts are something that we're given to people for, you know, to study and learn. And there's different things out there that people can learn. Because, you know, in reality, we won't really have, if you think about it, like you said, we won't really have, we won't have guns, we won't have, you know, when it comes down to it, we won't have the protection, we won't have the cops or the fire department, we won't have any of that national security, we won't have any of that, so, because we're, you know, we're in so much in debt that we can't pay China back, so, you know, we borrowed so much money, like you were saying. So we're kind of in that situation where the economy, you know, is kind of spinning backwards, not really moving forward. So, and, you know, it's kind of like if you keep repeating and you keep voting for somebody the same thing, then it'll just keep repeating like a movie. But you can only hope for something better, but, it, you know, the only way you can start over is by starting a new system, you know, because it's corrupted. So that's the only way, you know, just starting over, like refreshing, you know. Like, it's almost like you have to, you know how, like, when you have to take your computer and you have to do a system restore?
Yeah.
It's kind of like that, you know, you have to restore everything and start over. And so that's kind of what I believe. You know, you have to restore the system. But there's too many politics involved. There's too many people saying one thing and then another. Too much confusion, so... And they'll never come to an agreement. So that's kind of the problem there, is coming to an agreement. Is there anything you want to share on that?
Well, that's true. Main thing, you know, everything, you know, has to change. You know, even, you know, Rome, you know, it reached all the way to the top where it was, you know, over all these countries and, you know, all these people, but it finally had to fall. Yet every empire, you know, must fall. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, and the United States has always been one of the superpowers. And now, you know, we're sort of sitting in the back seat right now. You know, a lot of these other countries, you know, they've invested their money widely. You know, that's why, you know, we're so far in debt. You know, because our money wasn't spent widely.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and a lot of our economy, you know, is, you know, experiencing a lot of losses also because the money is just not there. Main thing is, you know, things can turn around, things can get better. The main thing is coming up with new ideas, new ways, new energy sources. You know, people have to go back to the basics, and that's, you know, taking care of Mother Earth, you know, and giving that, you know, what it needs, and showing more, you know, unconditional love. You know, and I think that's, you know, the direction that we're all headed, is that people have pulled away from that. You know, they've gotten, you know, more greedy, more selfish, and they need to go and be more giving, just like when Jesus was here. You know, he wanted to share unconditional love for everyone, not only the poor, but the rich also. You know, he didn't discriminate. I just wanted to share that. Is there anything else, Adrian?
Well, I feel that we can learn from the masters. There's great masters out there, and in the Bible, you know, itself has a lot of good methods. It just, there's too many politics and religion. I think that might have corrupted. But it does have a lot of meaning to it because of the revelations that we're experiencing. You know, earthquakes and tornadoes and Mother Earth rebirthing and, you know, just a lot of different things that are going on. And it's a good tool to open people up, you know, to kind of give them awareness what's going on. And, you know, it'll kind of set people on the right path because a lot of people don't have direction until they open up to other possibilities. Eventually, you know, religion and metaphysics will come together. It will, right now it's just too confusing because there's too much information that they have in one file that they have to process, you know, to think about, you know, like hell and heaven. That's one thing that a lot of people struggle with in the spirit world, and purgatory and all those different dimensions. Those things to me are just part of the experience. You know, what you want to experience. Because we've come here to experience. We've also come here to co-create and, you know, focus on our passions, the things that make us happy. And then sometimes when we think we're sad, sometimes sadness can bring happiness too. So just kind of, you know, like you said, some things are a blessing in disguise. So different situations can bring us joy, it can bring us happiness. Pain can bring us happiness too, you know, like, so that's kind of like, you know, how open your mind is, like how far you want to go, how, you know, like you say, how far the rabbit hole you want to go. So it just kind of depends, like what you want to experiment with. It looks like there's a caller on the line. Should we go ahead and bring him on?
Yeah.
Okay, let's go ahead and bring the caller from the 646. You're on the air with Roy and Adrian. Hello.
Hi. How are you, tonight?
Hi. And what's your name and where are you from?
It's Kayla. I'm calling from New York. Thank you. I appreciate it. For this new upcoming year, I just had a birthday not too long ago, so I wanted to know the energies that you are picking up for this new year for me.
Now, what have you been experiencing?
Emotional roller coaster. Yeah. It's been an emotional roller coaster, and just really trying to make sure I'm on my path, which I think I'm on, but just wanted to have a feel on what you're picking up.
Are you in a relationship right now?
I am. It's a friendship, a budding friendship. It hasn't been 100% solidified, but that's what it is. Yeah.
I'm getting that you've been, you know, you say that you're going through an emotional, you know, like roller coaster. You just been having a lot of, you know, your feelings go up and then they go down, they go up. You know, that's what I'm seeing. What are you feeling now?
As of the past few days, I've been feeling okay. Like, I'm, you know, I'm stable, but I am focused. I mean, I've always focused on myself, but
Hey, Jenna, I'm getting that that she's still. You still need to meet your twin flame.
I'm sorry?
And what do you see in the charts, Adrian?
All right, let's go ahead and look in the emotional chart. See what's going on. Well, there's still some things that you need to forgive yourself for and forgive others. So there's something that you need to release. It says you've been feeling a lot of confusion and desperation. You also have a lot of trust issues. And there's been a lot of fear and worries. It says a lot of people have deceived you with manipulation. Right now it just said you're healing yourself. Your emotional self. Are you there?
Yes, I'm listening. I'm taking it all in. I'm like, I concur. I concur.
I'm just checking your percentage. Right now it's very high. It's at 80%. So we need to drop it down. Do some... First, I'm going to ask, do I have permission to heal you?
Yes.
Okay. And the chart says yes, too. Okay. Can this be done? Okay. Saying yes. So I'm going to drop it down to 20% vibrational frequency. And then I'm going to raise your vibration at 90%. And I'm going to lock it into place in your chakras. And go ahead and lock it in. Clear out anything that is not dancing in the light of God. Okay, so I just cleared out all the old stuff, all the old energies, and just reprogrammed your chakras for you. And... now, let's just see if you're ready to meet your twin flame. Is she ready to meet her twin flame? Okay, you're ready now. So I just opened you up for your twin flame to come in.
I thought I met him already.
Have you met him?
I did.
You met your first, but you haven't met your second.
Who is my first?
Hold on. Let me see if you've met your first yet. Oh, weird. You're saying you haven't met your first yet. Is she going to meet her second? Okay, so I'm saying you haven't met your first yet, but you're going to meet your second. You have three twin flames. What about our third? It says you're going to meet your third, too. So out of the three, you'll get to choose who you want to be with.
So the gentleman that I have a friendship with at the moment, I know there's a soul connection there because I felt it from off that. Is he one of the three?
Is he the third? That's your third twin flame.
The one that I met now?
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's your third.
Okay, that's interesting. So I wonder how does that work? With time?
Are you having emotional problems with him?
I'm having, I know there's something that I need to release regarding on my end, regarding someone who I have paperwork with. So I have to finalize that. And I have energy to deal with whatever with the paperwork. So I know once I deal with that, that chapter will be over. That's what I have to release, and I'm clear on that.
Well, it's bringing up that you have a lot of safety issues. Maybe it's because you're guarding yourself, or you feel your safety issues are like, you know, you don't feel safe. Like you feel like you have to guard yourself, and then that's where the trust issues come in.
So
that's the
kind
of the things you have to release, you know.
Okay. But doesn't that coincide with being a lot of people deceiving me?
What'd you say?
Does that coincide with what you mentioned earlier? You said a lot of people have deceived me through manipulation. So I guess that would coincide with trust issues. If you've been deceived, I would think that, you know, a person would have a form of trust issues.
Well, the reason why we get deceived is because there's a part of us that don't trust even before we were deceived. So it's something that we co-create. A lot of the times, it is, we co-create everything in our life. So a lot of the times, it's because we have trust issues. Like, even before, you know, we could have trust issues even in past lives. It doesn't have to be this life, but our past lives pay a big effect on our trust issues. So when our trust issues come into the present, but which manifest deceitful and manipulation people that come in our lives. So that's something that we have to work within ourselves to start having more trust for people again.
Yes, I agree with you on that.
Kind of follows us, so.
Which makes sense. It makes sense. I am working on that because I know that's a serious issue that's has hindered me to a degree. However, so I'm wondering, how do I, and what should I do with the third, the one that I'm friends with now?
Well, if it was me, I would check out number one and two first before you pick number three, because your twin flame will always wait for you if that's your real twin flame. They'll wait for you when you're ready, you know. You have to be patient with them. They have to be patient with you. That's kind of how it works. So they'll know if you're ready or not. And if you're ready, then they'll be ready. And because if you're the one holding the torch, then you're the one that when you decide that you're ready, then they'll come into your life. And they don't want to come into your life sabotaging the relationship. You know what I mean?
Right, I do.
Because if you feel like you're not ready, then they'll come in and the relationship will sabotage, you know.
Well, I feel like I do understand what you mean. I feel there's work.
So maybe there's some things that you need to, maybe there's some things that you need to work on first, for healing yourself first.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's what I was thinking. But in the interim, I was just thinking, like, something good has happened this year. I just feel like it's a whole new year. So I feel good things are coming. I don't know what it is, but I do feel, a shift.
My guides want me to ask you a question. When you were in high school, did you have a high school sweetheart?
Did I have a high school sweetheart?
Yeah.
I had a boyfriend, but the one that I really loved, we met when I was in high school. He graduated. He was 2 years older, but yeah.
Whatever happened to him?
I think he still lives in the same state, but I don't know. I haven't seen him in like 10 years.
I'm just wondering, Adrian, check the charts and see if that was her number one twin flame.
Oh, he might have been. He might have been because I loved him. And I know he loves me too, but I had a health challenge pop up after high school, like 2 years after.
Hmm.
You're just saying yes.
He was. That makes sense.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Are they going to meet again?
This year?
Not yet. Timing's not right.
I don't know. It was a very challenging situation.
I'm just wondering, did he ever get married?
I don't know. I know he had a child, but I know the last time we spoke, he was involved with this woman. So I don't know. They may have gotten married, but I know that they did have a child, maybe about 5 years ago. This is 2013, maybe like 6 years ago, I would say. Mm-hmm.
Because I'm getting that he's still, that relationship that he had.
I'm sorry?
I'm sorry, I just wanted to share a little more story with you.
Oh, okay.
I have a friend that met her twin flame. Well, she didn't meet him, but she was supposed to meet him, and she was supposed to go to France to meet her twin flame, but she decided to take another route. So she ended up getting married and having kids, and now she's kind of regretting it because she felt like if she would have went to France, she would have met her twin flame because she had dreams and visions of this person, this entity. And this guy was not human. You know, this guy was, she feels that it was angelic of some sort. Mm-hmm. And she co-created him in this lifetime to be her twin flame. She took on the contract. But she felt that if she would have went to France, she even had dreams of even meeting him in France. Like, she saw the graveyard, he was Gothic, and she turned Gothic because of that reason, and she just had dreams and visions of everything that was supposed to happen, and she didn't follow it, so now she's kind of regretting it. So she got stuck with her husband, and he was going to go to prison, and she had no choice but to have him stay with her. So they end up getting married and having kids, and now she's stuck with kids, and now she feels that, you know, what mess did I get myself into, you know, when I could have been with my twin flame. So that's why you have to choose wisely. You know, you have to think it through, because every lifetime you might run into those kind of experiences where you had to make a sacrifice or you had to walk away from something. And if your intuition keeps telling you something, then you better listen to it, you know, because it might be your only chance to actually have a happy life, you know. And we all self-doubt ourselves, and we all sabotage, and we have trust issues that we got to get past. And I told her I'll hypnotize her to bring her back to those memories. And when I bring up back those details, then she'll remember everything, but she's put barriers up, you know. So, because it's our fears that hold us back.
Right.
You know.
What was the other gentleman saying? He was going to say something like, we met, I mean, he was about to say something, I don't know, about the high school sweetheart, and you feel like he got married? Did he get married?
Yes, he did.
Oh, well, that's good. I mean, they were together for quite some time.
See, that wasn't the route that you were meant to go down at that time.
Mm-mm. I knew that. I you know, the way things happened.
It's just like Dad could have went to a different country too, but he didn't, because he knew he would have been killed when he was in the military. So certain things will prevent us for certain reasons, and because we have other work that we need to get done here on Earth. So,
but what's really interesting about this, that how do we know at that time that our astral self did go in that direction, you know, and live that kind of life that you chose, that you wanted to live another life?
Mm-hmm.
See, that's the missing link, you know, of what we're missing in our lives, because we didn't get to fulfill that.
Mm.
I just wanted to share that with you.
And I agree. I think there are certain things right now that I have to complete within myself. And
yeah.
But I think as I'm completing it, well, you know, it's part of my life path. I feel. In, you know, strongly since I was young, the creative aspect, which I've started working on and I've been working on over the years, but I think now is the time to really go full force. But while I'm doing that, the aspect I'm concerned about is, of course, you know, my soulmate, twin flame, my other half, whether we are on separate paths but still together. That's where I'm at.
Yeah.
Well, let me ask you this question. What do you believe?
Yeah.
What do I believe? I believe that the one that I am with now, my friend, we have growth together. I think that I'm learning certain things. And I believe that, you know, we're both two creative people, working separately, but we can work together and still be together side by side. I feel that. There are lessons I'm learning from him, and I think there are lessons that he's learned from me. But I think if we marry each other with a fear, that I know. I feel that. The fear and the trust.
See, the whole thing is with the twin flame relationship, there should not be any doubt.
Oh, I don't have any doubt about
him. You know, it's without a doubt.
See, to get to the core issue, you have to understand the fear that's holding you back, identify it, and then letting it go. Like you identify something, you know, by asking yourself what's important about your relationship with this person, you know, you ask about what's important about that, and then what's important about it is that, you know, you might have a more logical mind, or you might have a more passionate mind. So that's kind of like what's important in your life for you to release something, you know, something that like a barrier, you know, that you're holding back, you know, like right. Information.
Like information, yeah, because I do withhold information at times.
So that's kind of what our instructor taught us, is that you get to the core of the problem, your subconscious, you know, like he said, he asks himself what's important about this situation, and if you ask yourself that, you know, what is the first thing that comes to mind? You know, that's what you got to think about. Like, how do I identify the situation? You know, does it go deeper than myself with my understanding, or is this something that's just logical to you to understand, or do you have to analyze everything?
I do analyze, and then sometimes I think I overanalyze. I'm in my head too much.
Yeah. So
what's interesting is I just wanted to share that another thing to find out where those blockages might be, and that's with the soul collage. Adrian, you want to explain to her what a soul collage is?
Well, soul collage is a lot easier because you don't have to keep asking yourself what's important about, because that's another post-hypnotic suggestion is a soul collage. So if you really want to get deep inside of your head and your soul, which is why it's called a soul collage, then you want to get a magazine, you want to rip out the papers, find out what is your fear, you know, find out what is holding you back, what is the barrier, and you pull out each picture, and it will identify what the barrier is, and once you've identified it, now you've released those toxins, you've released those barriers. You broke them. And so that's why it balances the left and the right brain. You know, the emotional brain and the logic brain. That way you don't overanalyze things and rationalize, you know. So that's why it balances the left and right brain. You see? That's how that works. It's because you're identifying it.
Wow.
That's why I like my pendulum charts, because it identifies what is going on. It identifies, are you feeling self-worth? Are you feeling confusion and delusionment? Are you feeling safety issues? Are you feeling, you know, it'll bring them out, what you're feeling. And that's what you want. Because then you don't hold those energies in. That's what creates blockages, is you build up all that energy inside. But you gotta release them. You see what I mean? It's like detoxing, releasing the energy. So, and that's what I find that's so powerful about identifying things. And pictures are worth, it is true, they are worth 1,000 words.
That's true. That is the truth.
So,
I do know. Sorry.
If you do that, then you can
but
identify
what's even more interesting about a soul collage, each picture that you connect with, you know, that you look at, that you, you know, that can, you know, that comes to you, each one of those pictures not only, you know, tells you, you know, what's going on, but these are assigned what they call archetypes that have been assigned to you from the beginning.
Mm.
And, you know, and they could either work for you or they could work against you. So it's important that, you know, who they are, identifying them, and, you know, where, you know, and how they can help you. You know, that's why, you know, the sacred, you know, the book, The Sacred Contract, it goes into a lot of information, telling about the contract that we made before we came into this life and the archetypes that were assigned to us. I just wanted to share that with you.
Well, I think there is an archetype that I may not consciously connect with, but subconsciously do, and it has worked for and against me.
Right.
Because it's triggered, I'm not going to say insecurity in my mates, but it has triggered uncertainty, I guess, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Adrian, from what she's telling you, what archetype comes to you?
What archetype comes to me? Or are you
no,
referring
Adrian,
to your son?
I'm asking Adrian. Adrian, what archetype comes to you?
I would say the victim.
Yeah.
And the scavenger. The victim, the scavenger. The first thing that comes to me is the victim, the scavenger, and the prostitute.
Yeah.
Wow.
Those three archetypes.
Now, identify those archetypes, Satan.
Well, if you think of a victim, when you're feeling vulnerable or victimized about something that you're not letting go, it's usually because someone has put you in that situation where you feel like a victim, and the scavenger has to do with sabotaging because you feel there's a part of you that feels like you have to be a victim. So therefore you sabotage yourself in that situation. And then the prostitute has to do with giving yourself freely or feeling like you have to be a slave to that person because that's how you receive love. That's how you feel that you receive. You receive love, so or the only way you can receive love. So you kind of put yourself in that situation when you become the victim. So that makes a lot of sense.
Now, can you see how that works? You know, how it gives you a better understanding. You know how that plays a part. You know, in our lives.
Yeah, the sabotager, I can definitely see the victim. I can see all three. I know when I love, I give 100% or 98%.
Yeah.
I can see all three. But I'm working with the victim. I'm working with her.
But the victim has not only a shadow side, but it has a light side. And what's the light side, Ada?
The light side would probably be, the opposite of the shadow. So a victim would be somebody that feels like a victim, or a victim feels like somebody that can be a victim to help somebody in that situation. Like, for an example, if somebody needed your help and they jumped in a river and you jumped after them, then a victim could also be a rescuer. So it's the opposite of victim. So you would be more of the rescuer in that situation, but you would also be a victim. So
I gotcha.
The victim and the rescuer play both ways. But you'd also feel victimized, you know, because you felt like you had to rescue that person because, you know, they might have saved you in another life. So, because the rescuer can also be a victim. That's the whole thing, because people depend on you for things, and you feel like
you're obligated. They take advantage of that.
They take advantage, yeah.
I just had a situation yesterday where the dude
kind of
play
hand in hand.
Yeah, and the person was like, you know, they pretty much was like, can you help me? And I was like, sure, I'll help you. And I went in and I told everyone to you know, support this person in what they were doing. And I stayed on it, you know, trying to help them. But I was like, I just celebrated a birthday, and the person celebrated a few days before me, and we've known each other for years. And even her mother, like when I saw her birthday, her mother was like, you never give, she said this, her mother said, "You, what have you given me?" Referring to me. And I thought that was so, it was enlightening. I said, wow. I wasn't even thinking along those lines, but I was like, it was an eye-opener, but it made me think, like, you know, this person hasn't, but then at the same time, they're calling me for more help. And I'm willing to help.
So you're using more of the rescuer side of the victim, you know?
Yeah.
Because when you say, you know, you're working with the victim in a positive way, then you're more the rescuer than the victim, you know, right now. But you can also become the victim in that situation, you know.
Exactly. Well, that's why I pulled back. I did what I had to do, and I left it alone. Because this is not
yeah.
my project. Okay.
Right.
What's interesting, just like, you know, the way Adrian identified that, you know, we could either work with the shadow side or we could work with the light side. You know, these are the lessons that, you know, were given to us, you know, as to how we want these archetypes to work with us. Again, they could either work for you, or they could work against you.
That's true.
Yeah.
This is true.
And when you give into it, then you feel like a victim, see?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
And I think that
the main thing is not to get yourself into a situation when you're going through a lot of these, you know, emotional, you know, roller coasters, and all that doing is causing damage to you.
That I know. That I'm in agreement. And
yeah.
I almost had a moment like that on my birthday, and I said, and it was like divine intervention. The universe, God was like, no, that's not going to happen.
No.
Meaning, I was going to meet a friend of mine. Even though I have this budding relationship with the third twin flame, he was going to pick me up from, you know, an event that he was going to go to. And I was like, okay, well, I didn't know what I was going to do. So I was like, you know what, another friend called, and he's like, oh, why don't you come down, we'll celebrate your birthday. And I was like, okay, I'll do that and come back home. But divine intervention, as I'm looking and I'm trying to get to the location, 3 different people stopped. And I was like, you know what, I understand what this means. I'm not going to go.
Jen, that's interesting that you would mention divine intervention, because I've always, you know, told my son, Adrian, that we don't work alone. That we have our spirit guides, we have our angels, we have our ascended masters working right, you know, with us all the time. And sometimes when we go off in another direction, they try to get us, you know, back on the right path, you know, so that, you know, whatever, you know, we still have to get accomplished in this lifetime, you know, so that we could complete our contract, you know, before we ascend, you know, back, you know, to source. You know, we have to listen to that, you know, follow our intuition, you know, our guidance.
And that's what I did. I, you know,
yeah.
I'm still walking, but the third person was a friend of mine from first grade. And he was with his girlfriend, and they were like, you know what, we're taking you out. And I was like, sure. I was like, you know, okay, because I was like, I'll play it by ear. And then I was like, well, could you drive me downtown later on? And he's like, no, because this person's intention for you is not good, no. And that was the confirmation. I was like, well, the truth is, and I said, yeah, that's true. I'm not going to lie to myself. I said, yes, I'm not going to lie to myself or anyone else. So I knew. I felt it, but the conversation we had confirmed it. And it was interesting. Very interesting. But it's the lies. I can't deal with the lies.
Yeah.
I can't. I try to, you know, I'm like, okay, no, we're not perfect. In this world, we have our lessons. And we have our quote-unquote issues. But the lying, I'm like, for what? I learned years ago, you know, tell the truth, even though it might hurt. And most of the time it does. But it's better.
Well, you know, and that's interesting, because even in the Bible it says that, you know, truth will set you free.
Mm-hmm. I'm a believer.
You know, and, yeah. Main thing is energy, don't lie. And so we're going to get, you know, these messages, you know, whether it be from other people or different signs or whatever, you know, we're going to receive messages. We just have to be open to receiving those.
So may I ask you a question? I'm just inquiring, like, in regards to my friendship, why I had an old friend of mine. Anyway, the bottom line is, why would she want to interfere when all I've shown her throughout our friendship is genuine love, love from my heart, you know, just genuine for her and her children and her family, and just, I don't get that. I said, there's a lesson there, but I'm like, I don't get it, because, like I said, you know, that's what I've given her. Support, love, you know, to her and her family, her children, especially her children.
You know, and that's interesting, you know, that you would bring this up, because have you ever listened to the talks of Dr. Wayne Dyer?
I have. Power of Intention? I mean,
yeah.
He talks about different things. But
yeah, but that's the first thing that comes to my mind is the power of intention. So where was the intention? You know, not only, you know, from your friend's side, but, you know, you know, what, you know, where did that go? You know, where, what caused it? You know, what, see, a lot of people are not always there for our best interests.
And
so we have to know where that intention is.
Well, I mean, that's been my biggest eye-opener. Like, how could you? I don't do that. You know, don't do that. And I was there through all the pain and all the drama that she went through over the years, and she's married. And
mm-hmm.
I even prayed for her to be, you know, over the years, prayed for her happiness. I prayed for my friends. I prayed for my family, too. You know, keep us at peace, and also just for the love.
Right.
I'm a true believer in the love. I am. I mean, I do have my trust issues and stuff, but for the most
right.
part, that's the bottom line. That is the bottom line, and that's what I don't. I mean, that's the thing. I showed love because that's what I felt. And even though, you know, we might not have been as tight, the relationship
and that,
was still
that's
good.
That's interesting because, you know, that's all part of the Christ consciousness. And that's to show, you know, unconditional love for everyone. But a lot of, you know, there's still a lot of, you know, dark, you know, out there that, you know, that turns people because they're not always in that, you know, energy. You know, they leave themselves open, you know, to, you know, whatever negative thoughts, you know, or whatever, you know, that takes them off into a different direction.
So pretty much the darkness took over her over the years, or that's something
yeah.
that's always been her in her. I think that's what
yeah.
I'm looking. I think maybe that's something that's always been in her, but as we mature.
But you know, as you look past that, you see me and my son. We try to look at the light side of people and not look so much at the dark side. So we try to look in the goodness of them, you know, and now. You know, and that's, you know, where, you know, everybody, you know, should look, you know, not, you can't judge a book by its cover, in other words. So, you know, but again, you know, what is their intention, you know?
Right. The intention
yeah.
was to hurt me. That clearly,
yeah.
that's clear as day, because has it affected me? I'm not going to
yeah.
lie, yes. It has. To
yeah.
the core.
Sometimes we can be too giving, you know, too open, you know. It's almost like, you know, I've always told, you know, Adrian about that. We can't leave ourselves open, you know, just like in karate. If you leave yourself open, then they're going to, you know, hit you with a deadly blow.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah. Yeah. So you have to be the quick or the death.
Well,
and be ready.
Well, I've learned. This is a learning experience. I'm learning. I just, you know, I'm releasing her. But she keeps popping up in my block where I live to see. She wants to see. I just saw her today. Saw her pass by tonight. Purposely.
Mm-hmm.
To get under my skin. And I have to remain calm because I know
right.
the shadow side of me is explosive. And
yeah.
I don't want to go there. You know, it's taking more energy out of me. That's
yeah.
why I said, let me pull back.
You know, and that's interesting because Wayne Dyer says, why go to that level? Bring them up to your level.
yes,
you know, that,
seeing them.
That negative people want to draw you to their level.
That's true.
Yeah. You know, and each of us have experienced, you know, something in our lives where, you know, negative people, you know, we're there to, you know, help them, you know, we're there to, you know, be giving to them. The main thing is we have to know, you know, our limit, you know, that we're not going to drop down to that level just to please them.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, I released her a while ago, but clearly she keeps popping up for a reason because she wants to incite something. And I'm like, I'm not. I've been through so much in my life. I'm grateful, very grateful to be here on this earth.
Right.
So that means to me, I have a lot of great things that are going to happen for me. That I know.
Wonderful.
That's a testimony. I don't know what it is, but trust me. It's something good because I'm still here through the trials and tribulations,
right,
spiritually and physically. So